Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Guy's got a great suggestion here, Dan, for Larry Krasner. The next time he gives us this list, drive a stick shift. Because he says that, I don't know
such
that
a
I
great
could.
Point.
Can you drive a
no.
stick? I don't
know.
Well,
I can't.
I think I would attempt it.
Oh,
but
no, you can't either.
Yes,
it's
the 2 feet.
It's physically impossible. Yeah, you need a third foot. You're going to grow a third leg and
because
drive
he said he
clutch?
Has a friend that had a stick. It was a Jeep, a 5-speed, and they carjacked it. They couldn't drive it, and they left. Yeah, they might get mad and start firing then, too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Alan Butkovitz. Alan, come on. You've come on before. I would just like to probe. Who do you blame? Oh, come on now. What do you mean blame? How is Larry Krasner responsible for this? Well, Krasner, Kenny, and Outlaw are responsible for this. Of course, we could go back and say it's a breakdown of the family, it's progressivism, it's the individual actor. Nobody made this guy threaten to kill you and carjack your car. True. But people notice they can get away with stuff like this. You're going to have a lot more of it. That's why you were carjacked. And it didn't happen in nice neighborhoods. I wonder 20 years ago, how many carjackings were there, Dan, in Northeast Philadelphia, Mayfair or above? And I bet it was a pretty rare thing. Yeah. 10 a year, 5 a year, 2 a year, 1 a year, something like that. Now there's probably 100, 200.
Right, like, let's put it this way. If McDonald's, for example, there was a hack that you can go through drive-thru and somehow get free fries, but they don't want it to get out, but it
right.
gets out on the internet. Do you not think people are going to capitalize on the opportunity and use the same hack to get their free fries?
Exactly right. You're the master of the metaphor of fast food.
But it's,
yes.
I love my fast food.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, speaking of which, not fast food, but good food, Walter Kosk, the maven of promotions
yeah.
and prizes and all that stuff that he keeps track of, does a great job, was in here with
so
you yesterday
with
when I called you. And somehow or another, I don't know if it bothered him, I was on his side. We were talking about you pull into a Wawa that has gas, right? And do you pump your gas, or do you go in and pay, pump your gas, then park, and then go in and get whatever you want? And I said, yeah, you can't let your vehicle at a gas pump in Philadelphia when you're going to be pumping it. Jersey's different. They're going to have to pump
yeah.
it for you while you're going inside and getting Sizzlers and God knows what else.
Why not, though? Like I'm the kind of guy, if the gas station isn't busy, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go pull up to the pump. I'll hop out, put my stuff in, you know, run my card, get that going. Then I might run in for a Coke, you know, maybe a Sizzler, as you said.
It's rude, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, you can't be letting your car there. Yeah, you got to go. You got to make way for the next person. Come
yeah.
on. Yeah.
I just feel there's... you're probably right. Yeah.
All right. Let the mob come after Dan. They may support him on Twitter at Dom Show 1210. All right.
I've gotten honked at so many times for creating a line, Dom.
I know. Yeah. It's like, well, I was only in the handicapped parking space for 30 seconds. Yeah.
But a lot of people do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that does.
It goes back to the whole carjacking thing. If other people can get away with it, why
yes.
can't I?
We're trying to have a civilization here at Wawa.
A week from now, I'm going to be carjacked.
Boy, Jim Jordan has been on fire today. The first hearings on the border crisis. And Nadler now has to defer to Jordan, who's the chairman. He'll be on the show on Friday. We'll ask him about this. Not Nadler, Jim Jordan. And a bunch of other things. All right, Dan, though, last night, Lester Holt led this off on NBC Nightly News. They had the guy who was consequential to the investigation of January 6th. And even though he was helpful to the panel, in this report, you'll hear him say the feds could have stopped the January 6th riots from happening. And here's the thing. If you want people to buy in to all this stuff, then why do we not have a section on the January 6th hearings about Pelosi? What did she know? When did she know it? All right, she'd have to give it up and say, look, I didn't want this to look bad like we did during the George Floyd summer. Is that the reason? Is it more nefarious than that? But that's a legitimate thing. Listen to this report. And again, this is NBC News doing it.
The images of the attack on the Capitol stunned America and the world. And tonight, in an exclusive interview, the chief investigator of the January 6th committee says the government could have prevented it.
Had law enforcement agencies acted on the available intelligence, do you believe the attack on the Capitol could have been successfully repelled?
I think it would have been a lot different had law enforcement taken a more assertive, protective posture. The intel in advance was pretty specific, and it was enough, in our view, for law enforcement to have done a better job operationalizing a secure perimeter.
To you, he said he understands the vice president has no role.
Yes.
Okay.
Former federal prosecutor Tim Hafey conducted most of the big interviews for the committee's public hearings.
Law enforcement had a very direct role in contributing to really the failures, the security failures that led to the violence.
People familiar with the committee's work tell NBC News members downplayed that finding because they wanted to keep the focus on former President Trump. Committee members dispute that. Hafey would not discuss internal deliberations.
Was this an intelligence failure?
It was not an intelligence failure.
We just had President D-Circle breach the line. We need backup.
Hafey says the committee found the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies did not act on the intelligence they had, including this online threat forwarded to Capitol Police January 5th, calling on thousands to go to Washington and help storm the Capitol. In a statement to NBC News, the FBI said it sent all the intelligence it had to the Capitol Police. DHS and Capitol Police say they've taken steps to make sure threat intelligence is better analyzed and shared.
All right, a couple of things. Do you say, we sent it over to the Capitol Police if you're the FBI? Or you demand and say, look, we're going to have to do something else here if we're not assured that you're getting what we're saying. I mean, that one email was so blatant. Let's storm the Capitol. Thousands of people. And they didn't act on it. I've said many times, the Capitol Police are not a well-run outfit. You know, whatever you think about what happened, their injuries that day, and all, aside from that, not well-run. And the FBI here says, well, we gave it to them. That's it. We're not going to do anything else. And this was on the Lester Holt Nightly News. All right, there you go. It's at least worthy of making Nancy Pelosi testify on this. What did she know? When did she know it? And why didn't she order something more around this? 855-839-1210 is how you get in. Now, as I said, her excuse could be, and under questioning, we'd see how that would go. Well, I didn't want to do what we had done with George Floyd. It looks bad, etc. That's pretty damning. Or it could be worse. Who knows? That's why you have testimony. That's why you go through all this. If there's some sense of parody, just like when we have January 6th overall, but we don't have the George Floyd testimony, we don't have a national committee on that, then people are not going to buy in. We're going to go back and forth with this. It's one-sided because it is. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. I see some pretty good ones on Twitter. Something you were told as a kid that turned out to be greatly exaggerated, not true, overdone. Maybe your parents really believed it. You know, about this swimming thing, don't eat an hour and all. Or something more exotic. Stuff that would happen to you that would be bad if you didn't take this advice. That's the side question today. Dan, do you have a favorite on Twitter to give a good example here? No?
Well, Head of Lettuce has a good one saying, probably the biggest lie I was told as a kid was the adult is always right. I think at the time my mom actually believed it. There was always some Nellie Olson type who framed another kid and kid gets in trouble because the adult automatically believed the rat.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That is a good one. I still like yours of the quicksand and the dome light. You really had a thing with the dome light thing.
Harry writes in, when you're old enough to ride the subways by yourself, your parents tell you to always sit in the car with the conductor like he's your personal bodyguard. Do they still have conductors?
Yeah, they do have conductors,
do
I think. Yeah, yeah. 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 But I mean, you're not sitting in the
car. Is that a bad piece of advice in today's SEPTA environment?
Yes. Yeah. 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 What would be your advice? Larry Crest.
Find a cop. If there's a cop on the train, sit near him.
You know what? Dan, see if you can find any of these SEPTA types that have ever come up with their list of how to be safe on SEPTA. You know, I hear this constant stuff on the sports stations about it's a Philly thing to ride SEPTA. Is it? Where are all these people that are having these wonderful trips on SEPTA? Are they nuts? I guess if you're going to a ball game at a certain time and there's 1,000 people there who all are doing that, maybe it wouldn't be too bad. But you got to be kidding me, you know, that SEPTA is under control. I'm sure they have a tip list. If you see something, say something. They'd have 1,000 tips inside 30 seconds then, right? I mean, come on. Can't you see what I'm seeing here? What are you going to do about it? Remember when the former guy was on, the head Nestle, and he said, yeah, Don, we have 18,000 cameras or something. And I said, do you have people watching them? And he said, no, we don't have people watching most of them. Well, then why do you have 18,000 cameras? All right, let's go to Mike in Hamilton. Mike, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, you want me to do my my thing that mom said?
Yes. Go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
Okay. Thing that your parents told you when you were young that was not true is if you keep doing that, you're going to go blind.
Oh, yes. And there was a million things, too, that you would go blind from, right? Some of them TV-related, well, some of them bodily functions. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I'm
thinking
of one in particular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. That's the age old. Yes. I mean, yeah.
And then I have my list, which a quick list I compiled, my personal list on how not to get carjacked. And number one is live in New Jersey.
Yeah, there you go.
Number two is stay in New Jersey. Number three, don't cross the river. And number four, if you do have to cross the river, don't go to Philadelphia. That's my list.
It's much better list than Larry Krasner's list, and much more succinct. Can you imagine a guy, and he keeps on trying to hand it off to the police in case something goes wrong with this, in this list.
On a serious note, I'm sorry to interrupt, on a serious note, something that I do that I told my wife to do and all, is wherever I am, as soon as I get in the car, first thing, hit the door lock so that the door is locked, start the engine, and start moving.
Yeah, don't
like,
be.
Don't sit there.
Don't sit there.
And lock the door as soon as you get in the car.
No, that is very.
Cars have automatic locks, but they don't engage until you're moving.
That's right. That is a great tip, Mike. Well put. That's exactly what you have to do. I like your side question, too. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, stay away from Krasnerland. Krasnerland tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Hey, Dan, on a scale of 1 to 10, are you a Brady guy? I'll just leave the question that way.
No, I'm 3.
A 3?
Yeah, all my memories of the guy, the good memories, are ones in which he was losing. And I'm not kidding. I thought about that this morning. I see all this, you know, hype about him, but I was a Colts season ticket holder for a while with Peyton Manning at the helm. And
there's
an AFC championship I was there for. It's probably my greatest football memory, seeing them finally get over.
Beat over, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady just behind the Eagles with Nick Foles beating Tom Brady.
Right. Well, I would have been a Brady guy, but there is a mortal sin here. It's not a venial sin. If you don't shake the hand of the great Nick Foles after that Super Bowl, I agree with competition to the death. But you know what? You got to recognize that day Nick Foles was otherworldly. Just shake his hand and I'd be okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'd be like a 9. There's no doubt of how great this guy was and how driven he was. And I like his theories on stuff. So, 855-839-1210, you get in.
How's that chamber working for you? Didn't you get one of those... You know, the things he uses with the water and it's dark and
no.
One of those chambers.
I drink a lot of water in the mornings, though. That's one of his recommendations. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be such a good analyst at all. You know, I can't imagine that he's going to be a good analyst. I just don't see it.
Hyperbaric chamber is what I'm talking
about. Yeah, hyperbaric. I'd like to have one of those doing the show. Be a good thing.
Well, I think that kind of defeats the purpose. You're supposed to de-stress in there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Coming up, 855-839-1210. Give us one on the side question. Also, look, I'm not picking on Alan Butkovitz. He just happened, thank God, to be alive, and he mentioned it himself. He thought he could be killed there. But every time this happens, particularly in Northeast Philadelphia, these guys, what is the reluctance? Does this guy have some magical power? I'm talking about Larry Krasner. That even these people running for mayor, any number of them. And Dan and I are plotting something really big we'll tell you about in coming days around these candidates for mayor. They can't bring themselves to say, yeah, we're going to oppose Larry Krasner. We're going to push back on it. Are they right? The mob in Philadelphia wants Krasner second to none. They just can't get enough of this. And there's nothing you're going to say to convince them that that's a reason, the major reason, that Alan Butkovitz in a safe Northeast Philadelphia neighborhood, coming back from a big meeting of Democrats over policy, thought that he might be shot right there in his driveway. Not once, but through the window, and then when he was down on the ground. Imagine, right in your own driveway in a safe neighborhood, and you're one of these big Democrat chieftains. Does your mind not say, yep, it's time to call out Krasner? Why is this so hard? We know how crazed Philadelphia is as far as electing Democrat mayors. But have they gone so far they'll do anything, everybody? It's like a Twilight Zone to avoid saying, yeah, it's the Krasner mentality. It's Kenny, too. And it's the goofy police chief, too. You know what they were doing yesterday? She's out there, outlaw, talking about human trafficking as the thing. Look, I know that's a problem, an issue. But anything to have a day to avoid what is the central problem. And Dan, are you off that bus driver? We haven't asked people that. Are you still on what that bus driver did to prevent the carjacking? It's exactly what you're told not to do,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the safer thing obviously would be for the guy to just keep on driving.
Yeah.
You know, and he had, what, six passengers, I think, on the
bus? Yes, yeah.
So we're talking, we're in Fishtown, people are getting carjacked, a SEPTA driver pulls up, corners the carjackers, mm-hmm. essentially, starts yelling out the window, and the carjackers absolutely confused as to what's going on, run off. Guy's lauded as a hero for good reason. I mean, he saved potentially the life of this woman, at least the theft of her vehicle. But there are six lives that you're also responsible for on your bus there.
And it's violation of the directive, the major one of Larry Krasner, give up the vehicle.
And I honestly wouldn't have put these past these a-holes out there to hop on the SEPTA bus and steal a SEPTA bus.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, too. You're told never protect yourself with your Second Amendment rights. But with your 15,000-pound vehicle rights, you're told, oh, yeah, that's the right thing to do. This is a screwed-up place. And this guy is a genius at what he does. And he takes no prisoners, and he's hell-bent to do even more of it. They're afraid of him. They're just absolutely terrified of this guy.
Why?
Yes, that's the existential question. Yes, why? I guess they believe the mob in Philadelphia supports this guy. And if you go against him, you're never going to be able to do anything in Philadelphia. You're out of bounds. Every single one of them believes that. Wah, wah, up and down the line. Okay. Nobody can take him on and call him out. They'd rather move out of the city, give up their operations, rather than calling it what it is. Krasner, along with Kenny and Outlaw.
Can I throw out the conspiratorial angle?
Yes, of course. Yes.
You know it's coming.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to our liberal listeners that your ears are going to bleed, but Soros. Is it not all tied to Soros and funding and money? Like, I know all Democratic candidates don't get tons of money from the guy, but the guy has a lot of pull in the Democratic community. If he wants to, you know, tarnish a Democrat's name for not going, stepping in line and speaking positively of Krasner, he can easily, you know, make that happen if he wants to. So I think they're absolutely petrified for their political futures and the funding that will come with, you know, speaking out against someone with Krasner.
I doubt that. I don't think it goes that far. They're scared to death of Krasner and his pull over the masses, particularly the black clergy and everything else. If you go against him, Dan.
I don't think he has the pull that he once had, though. And that's the thing. It's like I thought as time progressed and
I think
people started
does.
To turn on him, I thought Democrats would start speaking out, but they haven't.
No, I still think he does.
Really?
Or at least in their mind he does. Whether he doesn't or not, we haven't tested it. If all these elements got together and called him out, what would happen? I think he'd be under. I still think he would do the same thing. How many years to the next election? What is it, like two? Two and a half or so, I think. Got to get ready for that, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Oh, I see some good ones here. What is it the parents emphasized that was an exaggeration?
November 2nd, 2026.
My God, we're not even looking at the 2024 election. I'm talking the primary because you can't beat him in the general. So that would
be May
of 2026.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We still got over three units.
Or is it 2025? Current term ends on January 5th, 2026. The next election would be in 2025.
All right. So about 2 years, give or take, till May. Yeah. All right. It gives us time to start looking at this. Dan, what do you think? No call from Alan Butkiewicz yet, huh?
No.
He used to call in all the time. Had him on many when he was controller. All right. His buddies are saying, nah, don't do that. You're going to have to say Krasner. You don't want to say
Krasner.
Do
you think the guy needs some time to digest it? I mean, the guy did just get carjacked.
He's a public figure, Dan. He called the Inquirer to tell them about it.
Yeah.
As he was riding with a friend that picked him up. No, he's trying to be out there publicly about it. He didn't hide it. He wanted to go public immediately. Toward what point? What is he exposing here? What's the point of doing that publicly? Toward what point? What's the remedy?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
By the way, Republicans today moving forward on all fronts. Jim Jordan's committee on the border, several other committees pushing back. Democrats for a half hour, Jeff Andrews says, fighting over whether they'd have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or do the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, just amazing stuff. So I think a very good start to a lot of these committee investigations. And Jordan will be on the show on Friday. You can always hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or send me an email. Question you want to ask for Jim Jordan. I got nine of them already. And tomorrow, Jesse Waters at 1 o'clock. And Dan, I don't think it's much of a distraction. The guy is a practice squad player, but an Eagles offensive lineman has been indicted or charged in his hometown county with rape.
You know what's annoying about this to me? It's Drudge Report, for example. Right. One of the many you know, sources that we go to for prepping the show has it listed as, quote, Eagle star.
They do?
Yeah.
Now, see, I don't see that.
Oh, you know what? I just refresh it, and now it says Eagle accused of rape. It was Eagle star accused of rape.
I don't see that as media bias as much as incompetence. These guys don't know sports, and they put anything down if it's an NFL player.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah, I don't see that as much of an issue that's happening right now. Although people are looking for storylines as we get into next week around the Super Bowl and things start to ramp up.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but concerning this Eagles player, I think it's safe to say that this is your true thoughts on it.
Get him out! Get him out of here!
Yeah, well, I think they will. I don't think, you know, now San Francisco had a guy last week. They played him that had been charged that week. Or at least there was a police, I don't know, formally charged with the domestic violence thing, and he played. So, you know, each team has to look at individual circumstances here and decide what they're going to do. I don't know what the Eagles have done. Mike in Exton is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. What do you have?
Hey. All right, so here's the one thing I wanted to talk about with the election we keep talking about today. We have to find a way to make the aisles stop screaming across the aisle and come to the middle and help all Americans.
And I could nod my head and agree, but with all due respect, that's not happening. There's only one thing that's going to happen here. Elections to the American people decide which way they want to go on this. There is no middle ground on any number of these issues.
And unfortunately, I think if someone can find that click that would make everybody think about them, and if Trump gets reelected, are we going to have to go through four more years of people hating each other and sitting there and tit for tat? It was really depressing, like where I would want to turn off the TV and the radio for 4 years till it was over, because that's all that's going to happen.
Wait a minute, though. You think it's now kumbaya with Biden?
Oh, no, not at all. And I'll be completely honest with you. I was really discouraged when I heard that he was going to come back. And Biden, oh, my God, please.
Yeah.
We could talk for hours, but that's why I listen to you, because you do it for me.
Well, thank you, Mike. But look, I understand your instinct to wanting the good of the country. And there are some areas where there's agreement among some of the smarter people, et cetera. But by and large, you have significant numbers of people that don't like traditional America. They don't want to tweak it. They want to completely destroy it. I don't see a middle ground there.
And I'm totally against that. You're talking to a retired Air Force guy. And I just wanted to talk about the Philly thing real quick. Being hypervigilant when you're walking around all the time, getting in and out of cars or your house, it leads to this thing that nobody wants to talk about. It's called PTSD. It's not healthy for people to be that vigilant all the time. They need to start talking more about people, how to respect life and how to be nice to each other. And I think that's something we're missing in society.
All right. Well, fair. Well, what we're missing in Philadelphia, though, Mike, so that we don't have to be on constant alert, is just putting criminals in jail and keeping them there for long periods of time, a.k.a. what we're not doing with Krasner. But first of all, thank you for your service, too. And I hear your instincts are good. Mike, what is it that is your answer to our side question today?
Well, Mike earlier stole my one, but I'll give you another one. If you keep biting your nails, they'll never grow back.
That's a good one. Nicely played. Thank you, Mike. Look, I hear Mike's instincts. It's not possible These are things that have to be duked out periodically until we get a substantial number of people. That's why I made such a big deal about what DeSantis did at the top of the show with this AP curriculum for African American studies. It's been in the news a lot. He won. They've withdrawn a great deal of it, particularly the Black Lives Matter nonsense of the group, not the sentiment. They've withdrawn all the stuff that contemporarily, reparations, et cetera, queer life mixed in with it. They've withdrawn that because they realized that this was not going to be good for the bottom line for them. There's no compromise here. They're the ones that took out a lot of things that were just divisive. I don't know how you would compromise on that. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Jump in right now. Great side question. That's a good answer on the side question, too. Something your parents exaggerated. They came up with something that was wild.
I love Czar Trenton's on Twitter. Tommy says that handling a toad would produce warts.
I wouldn't be handling a toad, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know
you
about warts, but no. Probably on that one, I agree. Dan, I'll give you one that agree. You'll see when you have kids. You'll see what you do.
What, with toads?
No. When you have kids, your parents say to you, you'll see about raising kids when you have kids. You'll catch yourself saying, not under my roof or something like that. You know what I mean?
I already do it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Stuff, yeah.
I mean, they were right. Parents were right about that.
Yeah,
definitely. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how
so
you get
on board. So you're around
kids
a lot, and I realized that, yeah, I'm always saying stuff that I always thought my parents, I was always annoyed when my parents would say it, but...
Yes.
Like, kids today, are do you sense that their attention spans are shorter than they've been in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Without a
doubt.
All right,
cool. But because I didn't know if I was being annoyed now as just an adult annoyed at kids, or if it's, like, annoyed at kids today.
Probably kids today, I think, yeah. My father would say stuff like, he's 3 times 7. And people didn't hear that all the time. We knew what he meant. He's old enough to make his decision. He made his decision. He has to deal with the consequences. He's 3 times 7. When I'm 7 times 3, you know? 3 times 7. What's a classic? All right. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you in. All right. This is
it. Saying he's 21?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Not 18. It was 21 then where you had
gotcha.
To. Yeah. He made us to say he's 3 times 7. He should know what he's doing. Yeah. 3 times 7.
Why don't just do 4 times 6? Wait, no. That would be.
That's
3 times.
You need some math skills in the Giordano family.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling. My size is always out of stock and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tom Giordano Show. So, Whoopi Goldberg, not happy with Ron DeSantis today, Dan. You may find that. I think it's on Mediaite. And the fact that DeSantis is now moving to get rid of, at every state agency he can, the dreaded an acronym, DEI, Diversity, Equity, Initiative, those things, or is it inclusive, the I, they're coming out. They got really nuts today. So maybe he does get the juices flowing. By the way, here's a story you're going to hear more about. It's just developing. What is it with Washington when we have the National Pro-Life Day? All right, January 20th, this was held. Now it comes out, a big lawsuit. The Smithsonian did kick out over a dozen high school students who were wearing beanies. Remember, they're there for Pro-Life Day, that said, Rosary Pro-Life. Rosary Pro-Life. These idiots at the Smithsonian, according to the lawsuit, said that this is a neutral zone. You can't wear a beanie as a Catholic school student on this day inside the Smithsonian. Take it off or you're out. Now,
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one of the all-time great moments was that kid, Nick.
Yeah.
Standing there. His face was the perfect face with the Native American guy banging the drum and all that happened. All I was going to say is, why don't they get this? This is going to be another big loss. They're going to get nailed on this. There's no way they can make him take off that beanie in the Smithsonian.
Well, it's also, I mean, how many LGBT shirts walk through those
yes,
halls?
Right. It's a neutral zone.
Or hats.
Yeah.
Are they forced to take off their shirts or hats? Because I don't think that goes so well in the media.
Yeah, what is it, too, that they want to provoke this rather than stay out of trouble? You know, maybe somebody else, if somebody else complains about it, then you have a situation. But other than that, they said, nope, neutral zone, can't wear Rosary Pro-Life. Now they're going to have to explain. Well, who? To your point, Dan, and the group, I think, is the American Center for Law and Justice, big time. They're going after them here. It'd be another big loss. They don't care. It's on the taxpayer dime, I guess. But telling high school students on Pro-Life Day you can't wear a beanie, saying Rosary Pro-Life, you're going to get kicked out, take it off. Apparently, they cursed at them, among other things. Washington, these people on this side of the issue, they just think they're going to do whatever the heck they want. Constitution be damned. And they're going to continue to lose. And it's going to, as long as Republicans, here's the caveat. Republicans have to come up with an effective way to lay out their abortion stance. And so far in Pennsylvania, they don't have it. We had on two candidates for governor. Mastriano was a nominee. And they still want to say, yeah, no exceptions. Rape, incest, life of the mother. You continue saying that, you continue going down that path, and you're not going to win. You may believe that yourself, but can a candidate be anywhere near that? No. But the other side is so radical. If a Republican can get past that effectively, they are so radical on their abortion stance that it can be a winning issue. I don't know why this is so hard to see. I guess people feel, well, Don, but you're asking them to lie about what they really think. Okay, I'm convinced. Given the media bias, given everything, what did we see in the midterms? What's the only thing that kept Democrats going? It was this issue. And Mastriano was the face of it. And that's why Fetterman is, if you'll excuse the expression, Dan, I saw today trending Giselle. Which one do you think I thought it was? I thought it was Yoko Ono Fetterman.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's not Giselle Fetterman.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, I said, oh, man, it's a good topic today. Yoko Ono Fetterman. No, it was the other Giselle. And will she go back with Brady now? It's, oh, my God. All right. 855.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Giselle going to go back with Brady?
No, I don't think so. I think that's probably over.
Yeah?
I'm on Brady's side on that. Come on.
I mean, they'll forever be the couple that the husband chose football over the relationship, right?
That's extortion, I think. It's his life work. It's his being.
Yeah.
No, I'm on the Brady side of that.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
But if you made that much money by that point, and you're already had a career longer than every other football player out there.
It's not about that. It's what you, you know, it's what you do. It's who you are. And I can't imagine.
I disagree. Like, how old are his kids, though? Like, if he's missing the prime years of their childhoods, I feel Giselle has a point there in getting, you know, away with it.
I don't think he is, though. He seems like he has a lot of time that he makes his own time and does his own thing.
Yeah, he's yeah. Three kids, 15, 13, and 10 years old.
Yeah, I just think she's tired of the emphasis on it, whatever, you know. I don't think it's that demanding of a job.
He missed their entire childhoods.
I don't think he's missing it.
Well, he's on the road for almost the entire year. The football players, 20 out of 24 hours a day, they got to be doing, you know, especially someone like Tom Brady, he's doing something related to football, laying in his hyperbaric chamber, if nothing else.
You're on the road for 8 games. And you leave the day before or 2 days before, maybe.
No, that's not how it is.
Yeah, sure it is.
No, it's a full-time, more than a full-time job these players have.
There's off-seasons and all, too. Oh, it's crushing. Oh, it's a crushing life.
You think Tom Brady rests during the off-season? He goes on a 2-week vacation and gets back to work.
So if this were some politician or military person or whatever, they wouldn't be able to do it either.
I think if you're continuing to make a career out of it, military professionals, they're making a career out of it. Tom Brady already made how many tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yeah, but it's not about that. All right. 855-839-1210. Maybe we get more of that in Dan Time with Dom and your calls. We've got some great ones, though. You know, some advice parents emphasize with you. This would happen to you that was wildly exaggerated. Some fear they provoked. Something they said, take it to the bank. This is the way the world is. All right, that's what we're looking for. And also, we're hoping that maybe Alan Butkovitz would call in. I would love that call. I would just let him talk. I mean, imagine facing, you're coming from a Democrat policy meeting. You're a big-time Democrat in Philadelphia. You're in a safe neighborhood in your house driveway in Northeast Philadelphia, which is still relatively safe, I think, where he lives. And you barely avoided getting killed in a carjacking. What is that? Is there an epiphany here at some point where people say, yeah, you got to take this guy on. Come on, Alan. I know you can do it. You've taken on causes before. You could organize enough Democrats to say that's it with Krasner. 855-839-1210.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom. And Dom, we were talking right before the break about the great Tom Brady now retiring. And it's a little sad, you know. It's an era that's leaving. You know, the era of Brady. He's, I think, we can both agree, he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, he's not the greatest football player of all time. That would be Jim Brown, but that's Ray Dittinger agrees.
So Anthony Duranzo joins us from the Dawn Show, Nick Kale Show, and Anthony, you booed that. You don't think Tom's the greatest of all time?
I'm just that. I'm that guy. I just, you know, he's the greatest. Sure, yeah, he is.
So, Dom, I got to ask, is he the greatest of all time in the realm, I'm talking quarterback here, in the realm of physicality, or is it just accomplishment?
No, it's accomplishment. He's got a great arm, but he developed it, too. But, Dan, we're going to see a revolution, I think, is happening in the NFL, and Jalen Hurts is the example. If you can take somebody who's slightly above average thrower, but can run really effectively. The pressure on the defense is unbelievable. I don't think anybody's going to win 7 Super Bowls, though. That's Belichick and Brady together. It's impossible. The damage.
After the dust has settled, is it Belichick that deserves the greatness nod, or is it a Brady? Or both?
It's Belichick, in my opinion.
It's Brady in mine, yeah. By a hair. Both of them together, though, yeah. Belichick's the best coach in the history of football. So in sports.
Brady will still be around in the public eye, has a deal with Fox. Mm-hmm. But he also has a lot of money invested in the game of pickleball.
Yes, so I'm aware of that.
So he'll be in the scene of pickleball, him and LeBron James. And Dom, you're a huge pickleball fan, but the reason why I bring in Anthony is for this and one more thing. As a young guy, Anthony, you're more plugged into like the social scene of things. Is pickleball actually taking off with the young people too?
Yeah. I mean, actually, when I was in Connecticut, I had a few friends that played pickleball, and it kind of introduced me to it. And also, my girlfriend's dad also is in a pickleball league, and he was the oldest one there. There are a lot of young people playing. So this is the biggest. Yeah, everyone's talking about pickleball. Very trendy. I think it even won an award last year for one of the most hyped up sports, but either way, yeah, it seems like everyone's playing it.
Try to get on that court over there with 30-year-olds in Chestnut Hill. Yes.
I've never seen something take off like this.
I'd like to do a pickleball event. Of course, in Chestnut Hill, my name might be a bit sullied by my repeated attacks on it. There might be, but I'm sure Cosimo's would sponsor it over there. We have pizza pie all over
the
place.
I'd be there.
Yeah. You know what, Dan? Let's take that up in the weekly meeting, some kind of pickleball event.
And one more question for you, Dom. Propeller. It's I don't even know how I'm a member of this service. It's like frequent flyer miles for doing good. Propeller's community where members earn points for completing socially conscious actions. I think it's a horrible idea. I don't know how I got signed up. But they sent me a text message saying, win a trip to meet Bryan Cranston at the big game coming up in Arizona. Yes, that one. To watch the Super Bowl with Bryan Cranston. I don't have any desire to watch the game with that guy, the way he's been, you know, spouting off politically recently. But I got to ask, might be a good side question. One celebrity you would love to watch the big game with?
Yeah, we got a rush one tomorrow in honor of the great one. But let's do that on Friday.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's ask DeRenzo who it would be for him.
Who do you got?
Oh, that's tough. I think, though, I mean, just recently with all of the craziness and kind of fandom going nuts, I guess I might just go. It's so hard.
I'm about to give you the buzzer if you don't give me something.
We need timing here. All right, we'll put that one under advice.
All right, well, I'm going Ray Dittinger. That's where I'm going. I want to watch the game with Ray.
Well, that's a pretty good answer. Yeah, All right, coming up, should Hassan Reddick apologize for the injury to Brock Purdy? It's actually a thing in San Francisco. My goodness. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.